Welcome back. It is the 5x5 late night show, and my name is David. Of course, you guys all know that. Well, I hope you guys know that. Thank you guys for joining me tonight here on the late night show. I'm not sure. Yeah, we was here last week, so it's all good in the neighborhood. And my glasses, they are giving me these lenses for some reason. I need to go to the eye doctor so I can get some new glasses because they smudge really easy, and I don't think I have anti-reflective on these, but you know that normally smudges a little easier anyhow, and it's driving me insane. It's like I'm washing them off all more than I need to, but anyhow, hope you guys are having a great start to your week. I'm still on vacation, so that is always good, and I'm enjoying my my extra days. This is how I'm gonna do all my little trips, because I work a schedule, and you guys know I work Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and so then I have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Also, if I could just do stuff on the weekend and then have that Tuesday until that fall, that next Thursday, that's good, because you know then that way you're not rushed or pressed or sad about going back to work when your vacation is over. But anyhow, welcome to the chat room, Mr. Timmy Sims. You know, you always join us here on the Spreaker live cast, but also if you know, you can go to the website, the 5x5.blogspot.com, and if you go to the 5x5 page, it plays live from our website. You can join the chat room for the from the website. And I did just recently find out that if you're on Twitter and you happen to see this post on Twitter, it will start playing live through Twitter, and you can join the chat room from there as well on Facebook, which we are the 5x5 on Facebook, completely spelled out. So I'd like to thank you guys for joining me whenever, wherever, however you listen to this show. I know a lot of you guys catch it on iTunes and Stitcher, and I do appreciate you guys, you know, catching up whenever you can, and that makes me a little happy. No, it makes me really happy. So I promise you guys, this is going to be my very last Nashville. Well, we'll have to say people get mad because they call this the Nashville Comic-Con, because really San Diego Comic-Con is the originator of the Comic-Con phrase, I guess you would say. And so, I don't really care. I don't think it matters. But you know how us Americans, we want to have things that are just so exclusive to make us, you know, make it to set it off from something which is really the same. Although San Diego Comic-Con is a fabulous, fabulous thing over there in San Diego. Hopefully this year, I was looking at con schedules tonight. I don't know if I'll be able to do San Diego this year because it is quite expensive. That's one of those things you have to plan for a year, which I guess I have a year because it's October. Tomorrow's October. September is gone in less than an hour. Well, in 2 hours, September is gone. You know, we're in Libra territory, right? For all you crazy Libras out there, and I know you guys are crazy. But I've been looking at the con schedule, and I'm like, you know, which ones I'm going to go to? And I just kind of checked out one here. We do have a couple here in locally in Evansville. There's a Shocktoberfest, which is going to be sometime, well, next month, October, around Halloween. Then we also have Geek Galaxy Con, which is the 15th and 16th of November. So I'm probably going to take that weekend off and go and do that. It's just a little local thing. I know there's one in Owensboro, but I probably won't go to that. And then you start the whole year off. I did notice, Timmy Sims, that Wizard World is having an Indianapolis Comic-Con in February. So I'm like, if, can I do that one in February and then go back in June for Indie PopCon? I'm like, that's a lot. That's a lot of stuff to do. Because I wonder if I'll get bored. I wonder if I get burnt out. There's still things I want to see and people I want to see and things I want to do at these conventions. I know Indianapolis PopCon last year, well, this year, I'm sorry, back in June, they did have a podcasting platform, was really cool, and I want to take advantage of that. Maybe we'll do it this year. You never know. But I think that's really, really, that could be really fun. But so, like I said, this is going to be my last Wizard World Nashville Comic Con podcast. I might throw my hat to it once in a while, but going forward, we will get back to regular 5x5 programming. But my geek muscle comes out every once, well, not every once in a while, all the time. So let's see. But first, have y'all heard about what's going on? Maybe my boy Ken Boggle and I will talk about this tomorrow when we record about the drama that's going on The View between Whoopi Goldberg and Rosie O'Donnell. And I wanted it to work out, but I think they're two extremely, extremely high strung. Which I don't think Whoopi said high strung, but she's in control. But then you have Rosie. This is just my opinion. Who wants to be in control? She had the job before Whoopi did, and when she was, released, Whoopi took that position up. But so I'm sure that's going to bring viewers to see what's going on over there at The View, baby. And then also, which is this is kind of scary. The first case of Ebola in United States, which we just found out is in Dallas, Texas. And this is kind of scary. We had the guy that came back and went to Atlanta that had, subsequently been cured. And then now this first. Being, he had Ebola while he was in Africa, but this guy had been traveling in Liberia, and that's where all this is going, y'all. And I'm just gonna say, hey, Bob Steele, how you doing? I've never seen you here before. Thanks for joining us here on the show, Bob Steele. Meet Timmy Sims. But the scary part is that if and I'm not gonna try to talk to nobody because that's what I'm talking about tonight, but. Keep your if they got that stuff going on over there, that's whether you over there in the Middle East and you have a job that wants to send you there, go find you another damn job. I don't care how much money they want to pay you. We have no business messing around and meddling those people's business. And I know people want to be a missionary, they want to help. We got plenty of people here in the United States that we can help. Without going there and bringing this type of. I know that sounds harsh, or that's not who I am, but. Use your mind, use your common sense. Sometimes you got to think about how you help people because helping people can get you killed. Anyhow, so tonight, though, we are going to, well, I'm going to discuss everything, hopefully a little bit more in depth of what I did at Nashville Comic Con this past weekend. My niece and I traveled. To Nashville this past weekend, and I'm kind of sad that it's over because as soon as we got there, we were it was you're just in a dead run. When you have these kind of events and you're going to the same thing 3 days, even though it is 3 days, you're in a dead run from start to finish, and there's so much to see, and you think, oh, I wish I had done that, or I wish I would have had, I wish I had explored more here. I wish I had talked to that person, and I didn't realize that's who I was talking to. And so I'm kind of having some of those feelings now, seeing some of the things that are coming out online about. And then one of these YouTuber guys, and I can get it for you. I actually he liked my Superman shirt, and he has stopped me Sunday. He said, "Oh, that's a really cool shirt. Can I get a picture?" And he's part of the he was I knew he was part of the Wizard World staff, but he's one of the I guess he does the interviews, and he did an overview, and it's on my personal Facebook page. I will get it on my Facebook 5x5 Facebook page as well. And oh, Bob Stills from Burbank, California. Well, welcome in, California. California is the place I want to be, so I loaded up the truck and I'm moving to Beverly, baby. I didn't know I still remembered that. And I met him, and I'm like, oh, I wish I had talked to him more because he was really interested. I kind of thought he was trying to flirt on the low, but you know, hey, I've been getting it a lot lately, so he could have been. Anyhow, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So, what I have coming up for you is audio from the Elijah Dushku panel, from the Charn panel, and also from the Manu Bennett panel, and also a song that I played the other night on Family Weekly. I didn't play it in its entirety. I met a young Arthur writer singer named James Morris. We're going to get him on the show in the coming weeks. Gave me a free CD, his handler, they whoever it was, because I'll tell you that story when we come back. My name is David. It is the 5x5 late night show, and we'll be right back. Thanks for listening.
My mental starts to play. A ghetto sauce you are, and I'll be your sexual chocolate bar. And I gotta keep strong for the cause, and you gotta keep strong for the tours. Brother man and me, damn the family. What else could we be with no one understands us but we? You were the first to tame me. Big teeth, I'm out.
Oh, yeah, I wanna be down, down,
I miss that Brandy. That was the good Brandy from the 90s, because she hadn't had a hit. Yeah, no, she hasn't had a hit in a minute. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. So glad to be here with you guys tonight. Still on vacation and talking to some friends in the chat room. We have Bob and Timmy Sims. And I'm coming from Southern Indiana, where there's absolutely nothing to do here but waiting for something to happen. There's a lot of meth here, unfortunately. But for some reason here, we're getting a lot. The cons are coming. You know, we've had several cons in this area. And before 2014, we had none. So I'm like, what is really going on? Because that's not what we do here. But we definitely have a nerd culture. You know, we have one big comic book store, and then we also have a smaller resale comic book and music and stuff store. So, and I do not play that song. That's the second time I play that song. Thank you very much, Timmy Sims. And the culture, because nerd culture is cool now. We all know that. It's evident with the success of all the superhero action movies that we've had endured. And I think endured is probably the wrong word, but I can't think of another one that we have seen come on the scene. See that I did that in the last, what, 4 years, three, 4 years. And next year's going to be even bigger. Yeah, I'm just a little ways across country. that is so rude. And I'm not even going to repeat what you said on here, Timmy Sims. Anyhow, so we're getting a lot of cons here in this area, which is good. I think it's good for the area, and it's good for us suffering nerd boys and girls here that we have to travel so much to get to these things that we love, you know. And like I said, I've traveled 3 times this year for cons, and you know, when you have to travel, you know, that is adds extra money to the bill. And so, you know, like if you can stay locally, you know, that's not too bad, but you don't get the caliber of guests. Although the one I was talking about earlier, the Geek Galaxy Con, they are going to I think it's more or less like a Power Rangers con, because a lot of old Power Rangers are going to be here in town, like the original Red Ranger, the original Black Ranger, no pun intended. They put the Black Ranger in the black suit, right? And then the Blue Ranger, they're all going to be here in November. But you know, the really fun thing that somebody who has embraced, who hasn't really, well, I don't think he's acted in anything else, was Jason David Frank, or is it David Jason Frank? The guy who is Tommy, that played the Green Ranger, you know, he was at Nashville Comic Con, and he has, and I didn't get to see him at his, table once. Now, somebody who really loves the fans, it's obvious to see that he loves the fans and has embraced, well, this is my life now. I think he does have like a little reality show now, but he has totally embraced it. He has embraced... He has embraced what he does. He, you know, he's totally into it. Like, this is my claim to fame. This is what I've been doing. This is what I am doing. And, you know, hey, I'm Tommy, and he's probably going to do these, and he's probably making a boatload of money, because he goes to all the cons, all of them. Well, the Wizard World, I guess he probably has a contractual obligation to him, but he's getting paid because he has set aside private events that are paid separately from, and he's probably getting all that money. And it was sold out the day. I think he was the only one that sold out. His event at Nashville Comic Con was the only one that sold out, because it's still very kid centric, and the adults who liked Power Rangers, and they're still going on, the now adults who liked Power Rangers, they have children, and they're introducing that, and that's something they can share together. So I think that's why he's still relevant. I don't know why the other Power Rangers haven't embraced that. So maybe with this Geek Galaxy Con, maybe someone will see this is lucrative and this is fun. And I will say that the same about Nicholas Brandon. He goes to all the cons, all of them. He's on one of the NCIS shows now, but when he's there, he's very, I think he got me sick because I came home from Indianapolis, I got that comic crud stuff, but but you know, he's embraced it. Like, this is, hey, I ain't working that much, this is getting the bills paid, and I'm traveling all over, I'm having fun. So hey, knock it on out, I'm not mad at you. But anyhow, my time at Nashville Comic Con was well spent, and the things I'm really sad about that I didn't get to do was just take more pictures. But I think you get so, and this is not my thing. Is it wasn't my first time in the rodeo; it was my first 3-day event for me. But it wasn't my first rodeo, but you get kind of wrapped up into the experience and the excitement of it all. And I think that's what happened to me. I was taken in by everything, and I was with my niece, and then plus too, not, well, she's been with me before, but then I had friends in town as well, which is totally fine. I had friends that weren't used to the Comic-Con scene there, and they had never been. And then when they seen the prices, although I was a little, you know, taken back by some of the prices of things, and I was like, yeah, whew, y'all tripping with these prices. But it's not that I haven't seen some of the prices before. The only thing that I was, that I'm big on and I like having done, and I talked about this before, I like to have the I get blank comic book variant covers, and that's the blank covers that doesn't have any of the original artwork from the book on the front. It's just a, like a cardboard or cardstock cover that has the title and the number, and then you take it to these conventions and you have an artist of your choosing do artwork on it. And I could have kicked myself when I found out who I was talking to. She actually Instagrammed me. I was on her page and she Instagrammed me, and she said that she, because I talked to her, I talked to her a couple times, but you know, her stuff was kind of pricey, and I was like, and she happened to be an inker for Marvel and DC, most notably with the X-Men, and phenomenal artwork, but it was just pretty pricey, and she does, they call that commission work, and I'm like, wow. And then when I realized coming home, this is one of my regrets, I should have got something done for her, because she did amazing work. She wanted $60 for a comic book, I think. I didn't talk to her Sunday, but she did say she was happy to meet, she said, you, not when I tweeted her, she remembered my niece. She said, I was happy to meet both of you guys. And I'm like, oh wow, she remembered my niece, because we talked to her for a little bit, and she had crazy artwork. I know my niece was looking for some of her stuff, and I should have gotten a cover done by her, and I didn't. I did get something done by an author who does a little artwork, but most notably the history of the X-Men, and also the guide to the Phoenix Force, which was really, I've never seen that comic book in my life. So if you go to the 5x5 the 5x5 Facebook page, you can see the cover, and his name is Jacob Rogemont, and very, very nice individual. I talked to him and was able to get in his head, and he told me what exactly which one he wrote for and stuff he's done. And then he offered, and I seen he had blank comic book covers, and I'm like, who's doing those? And he's like, oh, I do them. And so I asked him for a price, and he said, oh, well, you know, this is what the price is. And I said, well, what if I have my own comic books? He's like, I'll take $5 off. I'm like, boom. So he did a really good cover, and you can see that as well on Instagram, One Funny Guy, or the Facebook page. He did a really cool cover of Wiccan and Hulking on my Young Avengers number one. You know, Young Avengers won this year's GLAAD Media Award for Outstanding Comic Book. So that was cool. Got him to do that. But I wish I had, I have a podcast. These people, it was like nobody was ever talking to him. I could have had a perfect interview. I am still waiting on Ethan Van Sciver to call me. He hasn't called. So I'm going to tweet him again. I don't want to bug him because if you don't want to do something, you don't want to do it. But I'm sure he's a busy man. I know he has deadlines and things. And he said he's sending me stuff in the mail, which hasn't came yet. But I'm going to ask him, will he be on the show? So I know people would love to hear from him. Also, a young man that we're going to hear a song from next, and Timmy Sims is not quote unquote urban music. It's something that that I did you see the picture, Timmy Sims, of the Wiccan and Hulkin cover that I got? I don't know if you've seen it or not. James Morris, he's a author and writer, and the funny story behind that, the last day of the con, there's like, you know, when we first got there on Friday, we start the very right, and I said, we'll start the right, we'll work hard, we do our little, I call it a we scope everything out, you know, where stuff is, who's selling what prices there are to be had. And oh, don't be pissed, Timmy Sims. And we scoped everything out. And so the first right side, there wasn't anything that we seen because there was one vendor over there that was kind of nasty. So we kind of avoided that, and his prices were out of control. Like, here's the thing with the pop figures, and you know I collect pop figures. It wasn't like they're exclusive. They had exclusive. The only one that had exclusive pops was a company called conventionexclusive.com that kind of works and has some type of relationship with Funko. And they have particularly, they had all the Stan Lee Funkos that were gone by Friday. About Sunday, I mean. And then this guy had some too, but they were just way too pricey. And then my niece, actually, she bought me a Stan Lee. So I did get a Stan Lee Excelsior Funko, but I couldn't justify the price, what they were starting out at, and then what they ended up being at some places. But anyhow, that first guy, and when I asked him questions, because he had like Hot Topic, the exclusive of Hot Topic that you still can go to the store and get. Let's say, for instance, he had the Castiel Hot Topic exclusive with wings. He wanted like $40 for it. I'm like, it's $12, dude, at Hot Topic. I think you can still get them. There was another one that was exclusive to Hot Topic everything that was exclusive. But I'm like, it's a Hot Topic, it's not even your store. So here's my suggestion to Hot Topic. Hot Topic needs to get into this comic book convention game, because they get a lot of exclusives from Funko. They don't even have to sell anything, and they do a lot of pop culture stuff. So why they don't get into the game is beyond me. You know, they could go to these cons and make a killing. Hey, call me. If you need somebody to be a rep for Hot Topic at these comic book conventions, I will quit my job today. I will tell them, I'll turn to my 2 weeks news. If Hot Topics needs a rep to travel to these comic book conventions, set up, sell their merchandise, I would be more than happy to do it. Call me. Because they don't have a presence. I don't know if they was at San Diego Comic Con, but all the conventions I've been with that sell the pop figures, Barnes & Noble did it at Indianapolis PopCon, but Hot Topic, y'all need to get into the game, because everybody else is selling your stuff and they're jacking up the price, and y'all can go sell your regular price and beat everyone. But call me. But anyhow, so we went down that first side, and we was like, yeah, we don't like that too much, and so we stayed away. So on the last day, we ran into I seen a girl dancing, and so of course I start talking I start talking to, so I talk, I start talking to her, or what I was talking about her, but I was making my little comments that I do, because she was twirling, and I was like, and twirl, and twirl. And so this other lady, she was like, you was right on beat. And so I'm like, girl, you know, I can do it. So I can do the Beyonce bounce. So I start kind of dancing with her, and she was, had so much fun energy. And I'm like, you know, you're one of the very few con vendors that were nice, because some of them weren't nice. I would say that the one guy, Roland Boshi, he's an artist. This is why no one was at your table, because you wasn't nice. I ain't trying to throw no shade, but it is what it is. Timmy says would have sent me good money for the Castillo with wings. Sorry, boo. They were all out and they wanted too much money for them. Anyhow. And so she's like, oh, I know these people are kind of, you know, they, I don't know what their problem is. Have some fun with it. So I'm talking to her, and my niece is an avid reader. She reads these little romantic supernatural thrillers, or whatever you call them. And this young man named named James Morris, he's an author. And so she got one of his books, and he signed it for he was kind of cute too. And then the lady, she's like, well, he's the singer, listen, he just sung at the Blue, the little thing where all the little country stars have sung and were found. Dolly Parton, for one, was she's played there before. Anyhow, and so I listened to his music. It's like a soft rock type of deal, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't like this kind of music. Because I said, you know, because it's all about Beyonce with me right now. I was like, dude, you know. And she's just laughing. And so James, he says, I think he dances better than you. I'm like, you know, I can kick it a little bit. So we laughed about that. And she's like, you know what? Here's a free CD. I'm just like, seriously? You're going to give me a free CD? She's like, I love you. You have great energy. And I'm like, here's my card. Here's my podcast. I would love to have you on your show. And she's like, really? Talking about her artist, James Moore. So we're going to get him on the show. So right now, we're going to play Vacant from the Catch Fire album by James Morris. You can tell me where to like it. You can go to James Morris Band on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, James Morris Band, and check him out. He was a nice guy, and he's a writer, and definitely has a really good voice. Good album for that genre of music. And this is one of the songs that I picked from the album that I kind of like. Here we go.
So vacant, I'm not so broken, but I know that's all inside, that's all inside. I'm just one man trying to make something out of his whole life. I won't let this be what defines me. It's not about me. No vacancy, turning deaf ears to all the shouting. My mind is rerouting, my heart's so cold. Going back to the beginning, my eye unfeeling, is this is home. I want.
See, I can play that kind of music and enjoy it, right? Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and you just heard Vacant by James Morris. Sims shared with me his website, jamesmorris.com. Okay. And that was played with permission by the artist himself. Like I said, I'm going to have you on the show. We can do it like a listening thing. Can I play your music on your show? He said, absolutely. So that's why I played it with his permission, because he said I could. So check him out on all the social media platforms and jamesmorris.com. So we were talking about Nashville Comic Con, and I did manage to get 6 pop figures. I think I got 6 pop. Well, one that was a gift to me. 2 that was a gift for somebody else, and then 3 that I bought for myself. Like my niece got me the Stan Lee, I got a black and white Durrell, I have a Charlie from Supernatural, and I got something else. And I can't see them, so I don't know exactly where they are. But anyhow, they're around here somewhere. And you know, I still haven't unpacked. And I hate the idea of unpacking when you come from a trip, because now I have to do laundry and only have 2 days left in my vacation, Wednesday and Thursday. And of course, Wednesdays I have a lot of stuff to do, and then Thursday I have a lot of stuff to do that has nothing to do with me. It's for other people. So that's not cute. But, you know, I'd get a lot of fun stuff. Oh, and real quick, if you go to if you go to Barnes & Noble right now, they're doing a little clearance event, and there's a ton of pop culture stuff in their bins for 50% off. Oh, you wanted 5. You wanted 5? Spoilers, I'm sorry. and so you can go there to Barnes & Noble. They have a lot of stuff. I did pick up another Domo Pop for another friend of mine here in town, because they're going to start collecting, and it was $4. You know, at Barnes & Noble, the pops are $8.95, and you know. Enough with the pop figures. That we're going to go past that conversation. So another big thing during the cons, you have the panels. You have all the, normally the people who are there as guests, the celebrity guests, they do panels and talk, and you get to do Q&A, and you can ask questions, and you can talk to these people, and not get up so close and personal. But these rooms were, they only the really big panel, which was crazy huge. Star Trek The Next Generation is still huge. There's a ton of Trekkies out there. I mean, even for like the panel that I went to, the only Star Trek panel that I went to was the Michael Dorn and Martina Sirtis. You know, they both played Lieutenant Worf and Troy, Deanna Troy. And they were fun. They were a lot of fun. I think she was a little buzzed. I ain't gonna say she was drunk, but she could have been. And Michael Dorn, he's really tall. And that, when I tell you this room, I can't even give you an example of how big the room was. And it was completely filled from front. And this would have been on Saturday. This was Saturday, from the very, very front to the back. It might have been on Friday. It could have definitely been on Friday. From the front of the venue to the very, very back, it was huge. And they were funny. It was cool. And they were answering questions. And it was fun. So these panels that you get to do and answer these questions. But when we got to, like, the next day we went to the Manu Bennett. panel. It was filled, but it was a little bit more intimate. It was a little, we had a great seat, really up close. They showed the season finale of Arrow for last season. That starts next Tuesday or Wednesday, one of those days. They showed it preceding that preceding. They showed that before the his panel. So he comes out, and he we had walked back and seen him back by his booth in the hall. And so we went and we waited and did all that, and I think I fell asleep, but during the show, because I had already seen it. He comes out, and he's really dark, and he's sure he's another one that embraces his fans, and he loves his work, and he was a break dancer. Manu Bennett was a break dancer. And he danced with Crazy Leg in the Fresh Live Crew, or Live Fresh Crew back in the day. And so if you go on my Facebook page, well, the 5x5 Facebook page, you can see the video that I shot of him dancing. But he was kind of working it out, so that was really cool. And then he was talking about how he got the job of Slade, and about how who he, with Crixus, who he channeled in his childhood to be Crixus, and who he imagined Crixus would be like, this friend of his. And the same thing with Slade. It was funny, he was talking about how he, when he read for the part in Arrow for Slade, he they gave it a different, they gave him a different character name. And then I guess a news outlet got the news before he did, and then when they reported, like, Manu Bennett cast as Deathstroke in the new Arrow television show, and he was like, "That's not what I read for." But I guess they do that so you don't get your hopes up too high. I guess that's a touch, right? And then he was doing the voices. He did the voice of Slade. He did the voice of Crixus and somebody else, and people were losing their minds. And he did kiss a girl. Shucks, right? And, but he was just really, really nice, and he looked a lot younger in person than he does on the show. Well, I guess because on Arrow they gave him gray, and it was just awesome just to see, be in that room and that close to him. But we did, if you can hear the audio, I played part of this other night. We're gonna play it in its entirety tonight. I did get some audio from the Manu Bennett panel, so check that out, and we'll be right back.
I'm standing in Los Angeles with a kid unconscious on the floor in front of me, looking at the cast and director, not wondering whether I'm going to get this role, but wondering whether they're going to call the police. Or whether they're going to say, "Oh, thank you, Mr. Bennett. Call every casting agent in town and tell them that that guy from New Zealand's crazy." But the casting director told him to get up off the ground and go and wash his face. He sort of came to, and I was like, "Hey, kid." And he went, "Oh, yeah." So he got up and he went to the bathroom, and I looked at the casting director and I said, "Hey, look, I'm so sorry. I've just been in Kuwait with the Special Forces guys, and they showed me that move, right? And it works, obviously." So I didn't mean to, I just didn't. And the casting director went, "It was perfect." And he said, "Come here." We watched it back on the playback. This exists out there somewhere. At some stage, this film's going to get onto YouTube at some stage. But yeah, that's what happened. Did that answer your question? So it wasn't so much the way that I got into the show through the comic book acknowledgement, recognition of that comic book. I actually got the role of a Special Forces guy, having spent a week with Special Forces guys in Kuwait, and they gave me the energy through that 5-hour energy drink, that Mirakuru, and they gave me the move with which I executed to perfection in the audition. Thank you, Special Forces guys in Kuwait, for making so awesome.
Never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave when you hold my hand. Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're
back. It is the Fan by Five Late Night Show. My name is David, and we just heard Stay With Me from The Voice by Maya Sykes. And before that, you heard the Manu Bennett panel. And he was just talking about how he got the job and what he had to do. And he's very, very respectful of the military. The military and what they do, the armed forces throughout, you know, the world, not the bad ones, but the, of course the good ones, but when you look at it, are any of them good? But you know, so that was really, really cool. And like I said, it was very intimate. He spoke of his mother, and how she was, killed in a car wreck. He was in the car, and then either two weeks or 2 months later, his brother was killed. He was sent off to a military school and by his grandparents. And you know, sometimes all that tragedy, he says, and so he played rugby. He played professional rugby, and he said he needed something to hit to get some of that anger out of him. And that's totally understandable. But he shared that with everybody. And like I said, he was really, really cool. And I got some really, really good. For some reason, I don't know why, those pictures came out kind of dark. So I'm not too happy about that. But I got some good pictures of him. And the video, it was paramount. And just to see Manu Bennett dancing. And I remember my niece hitting me. She's like, he's going to get up. He's going to get up. Get your camera out. Get your camera out. And for some reason, my camera kept on going dark. And then it took a while for it to come back on. And I'm like, ah. Because my phone doesn't have a really good camera on it. And it was, you know, one of those things that, whatever, you know. A cool thing that we did do while we were in Nashville, we went we traveled. Of course, I drove to town. I don't know. I didn't delete that. We drove to town, and then we took the Uber and Lyft, LYFT transports. And I know I didn't throw that away. I get so mad at myself sometimes, you know, because you have so many emails that you have to deal with, that sometimes they kind of get lost when you start deleting them. And I had that, and that really makes me mad because it was in there at some point. Oh, that sucks. I wanted to find that for you guys, but there's it's called a sharing service, and I think I shared this with you guys the other night, and they and you it's not really a taxi service. You get this app on your phone, whether it's Uber or Lyft, L-Y-F-T. And so Wizard World had contracted to put on the website Lyft Transport. So they were like the premier one, but Uber has been around longer, I think. And so you download the app because they were given $25 first free rides. The first free ride was free up to $25. And so you download the app, and then once you tell the app where you want to go, you request a car, and it's the person's personal car. So obviously they're employed by this company, so it's all very safe. You're just riding their personal car instead of a taxi. So normally I was offered water, mints, candy, sit in the front seat, sit in the back seat, open doors. And then so when you request it, a little map pops up on your phone, and you can see, and it tell you Lyft Transportation Jeremy is 1 minute away, and it was almost exactly what they said. It was crazy. And so they pull up, they said, Mr. David, I'm your Lyft driver for the day. You know, I see you're going to go to XYZ. Thank you for using me, blah, blah, blah. And they have great conversation, tell you about things in the city. And that's the good thing about that, because these are people who do stuff in the city, you know. A lot of them have regular jobs, so this is not their job. So they have fun with it. They're not like these cabbies sometimes that are kind of mean and nasty and won't pick you up. And it's a lot cheaper. And with the free codes that we had between my niece and I think we only spent, let's see, 20, 30, maybe 45. And I had budgeted $100 for cabs and stuff. And didn't need it because it was very quick, and we stayed out a little bit further away from the city, which I thought was going to. It was nine miles away from the Music City Center where they had the convention at. So we stayed out a little farther, and I'm like, oh, that might be a problem, but it was affordable, it was clean, and they had one bomb ass breakfast at the Sleep Inn, baby. So I will be staying there again the next time I go to Nashville because it was affordable, it was convenient. Because once you hopped on the interstate downtown in 5 to 7 minutes, maybe 10 to 15 minutes, not even that long. We never drove that long with traffic, even in Friday traffic, got you where you need to go and drops you at the front door. And, you know, then you don't have to have cash. This is the good thing. You don't have to have cash with the Uber or Lyft. You just do it through your phone. With Uber, you can connect it to your PayPal account, so you don't have to use your credit card. And then with Lyft, you do have to use your credit card. But like I said, I was never charged because I used the free codes that I had. And if you're a first-time rider, that's what I was looking for, because I had used Uber, and they gave me a they gave me a code to share with my friends, and I gave it the other night, and for some reason I stuck it in a folder that I can't find anymore. And that's really, really unfortunate, because I wanted to share that with you guys, because if you sign up new people, they will they'll get a free first ride, and you can get a free ride too, because Uber's is up to $30 and then Lyft was up to $25. But whatever that is, wherever that is, it is definitely, definitely gone now. And I'm not really loving that. But, you know, hey, you can only do what you can do. But all right. Have a good night, Mr. Bob Steele. Yeah, Spreaker sometimes has some glitches, and I'm going on and on tonight. Okay, the next panel we're going to play is going to be from Charmed. You know, I'm a big Charmed fan. My mother's a big Charmed fan. I got my mother a autograph from Shannon Doherty. She's really, really tiny. And she was really sweet. And it's so funny, you hear this voice that you've been hearing on TV, and after all these, I used to watch Charmed every night when I went to sleep, episode starting. I probably watched the whole series probably a total of 6 or 7 times, the whole series. And it's on every day. And I know during the one of the panels with the Charmed cast, I remember Holly Marie Coombs telling a fan. She's like, you're watching these episodes too much, you know, stop watching them. And they were really kind of adamant about how they were friends. That was Brian Krause and Shannon Doherty and Holly Marie Combs, and they were the power of three. So obviously something went down with Alyssa Milano and some of the other people's on the show, but you know, they tweeted each other and they said they're going to do a charm reunion on Vine. It's going to be 6 minutes and it's just going to be them three because they're the new power of three. But here's about 2.5 minutes of their panel that we actually got to enjoy. We're sitting really close and it was fun. So check this out.
We had lots of memorable moments that Uncharmed on Off the Map and life in general, driving on the freeway, being called by Aaron Spelling, telling us it was recasting.
Yeah.
Reactions, like, I mean, I think we've just had so many different memories over the years that it's hard. I don't know, can you pinpoint like a Charmed?
I don't like remember like a lot of the on-screen moments. I don't remember because I didn't watch them. But we did stuff in between, you know. Like, if there were horses on set, we were going to wreck them and we were going to be gone for a while. If there was a golf cart, it was going to be taken for a while.
Just that nobody else likes us.
It's just she knows too much. I can't remember. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll be like, you know, 90 together, complaining to each other, bitching at each other.
You'll be milking the goats.
Holly will have a shotgun in her hand
and the moonshine.
And the moonshine. I think we have time for one more.
He's terrified of public speaking.
See?
No fun.
Is it? Anyway, for Holly, the episode Little Monsters, you're kidnapped by the beast. At one point you said to him, I ad-lib a lot. Mm-hmm. Did you, or was that just the one?
That was our writer, Amos Smiles. But it's funny, it's like I remember a lot of off-screen moments. Like earlier, I was pregnant during that episode with my first son, and I had the most incredible headaches with that child. I still kind of do. And I had literally, what are you doing?
And that was Holly Marie Combs and Shannon Doherty doing most of the speaking. Brian Krause did speak a lot. He was fun. He was really funny. He kind of gave that vibe. And he looked really young, too. And he's been around for a minute. He was in Return of the Blue Lagoon. You remember that? And he was also of course, Charmed. And then he was in Sleepwalkers. Remember, he was the bad cat face dude in Sleepwalkers that was killed at the end. But he looked really young, but he was really, really funny. And he kept on saying about when they were in, they're doing some show called Outback where they travel to different places that they'd never been. And about, he kept on making jokes, which were very, very, innuendo, had a lot of innuendo to them, and about milking his goat. So but he was, but he's divorced. He was divorced. I guess the woman was crazy, kind of what he said. And it was funny. Kind of had that kind of that California surfer boy look and feel. And they was just really, really charming, no pun intended. And I enjoyed watching their panel. And I didn't get up and ask any questions. But here's the thing with some of these people are so, and I thought I was a diehard fan. You know, I thought I was doing something big because I took one of my DVDs with Shannon Doherty on it, and I gave her to sign. And but no, these people are hardcore and they do stuff that I didn't know. And I've watched the show 1,000 times. I'm like, y'all need to get a life because y'all know this too. I mean, it's like fresh stuff. So I guess, you know, fanboy, fangirl, whatever, you know, do what you need to do. But I was like, wow, these people love the show. I love it too, but I wasn't into it like that. And then my encounter with Shannon Doherty, I actually met her once really when I got the autograph, and she told yours truly that I was really, really hilarious because I'm up here, I'm just being me, you know, I tell jokes. And the joke that I was telling her about how I had to have the autograph or I would get beat up because my mom wasn't feeling well and she had broke her arm. And I told her, I said, well, don't get it wrong. I didn't push her. And she's like, oh my God, you're so funny. And then I'm like, yeah. So you know what? You're really, really pretty. And so she's like, oh, thank you so much. You're sweet. And so the guy's like, he might've been talking to me. This was her handler. And I'm like, well, you know, I could have been. And so they start laughing. She's like, you know what? You're funny. You're really, really hilarious. I like you. I'm like, I like you too. But the thing is, because they had, she was first, and it was Holly Marie Coombs in the center, and then Brian Krause at the end. And nobody was at Holly Marie Coombs, but she was sitting there texting. Girl, I'm going to come to you when you texted. But yeah, of course, out of all three of them, Shannon Doherty is the major, the biggest star. You know, I think Holly Marie Coombs is now on Pretty Little Liars. I don't know what Brian Krause was doing, if anything. A lot of people were going to him as well. But Piper, Holly Marie Coombs, she looked exactly the same. And they're just so short. You know, I forget how short celebrities are. You know, they just kind of shoot them to make them look tall. But Shannon Doherty, she might be 5'3", 5'4". And I think Holly Marie Coombs is shorter than she is. So is Leo. Tiny. And while, after I did that, we're walking. And I walk right past, is it Brent Spiner from Star Trek Next Generation? And he's completely white. And he looks more like Data now. after, you know, the show's over, but you're a real person, you look like the android because he's very pale. And I'm like, oh my God, there he is right there. You know, because if you walk back there walking and they're moving back and forth, you know, there's people around and they're doing whatever. Cause I walk past him and then somebody else. And then I had an encounter with Elijah Dushku. And this is after her panel, and I'll play that one for you here in a second. After her panel, we're at the Wizard World shop, and at the Wizard World convention, they have all the exclusives and stuff at the Wizard World shop, and it's at the very front as you walk in the door. And I'm standing there talking to the lady, and I got free stuff there too. She gave me free stuff because she thought I was funny, and probably she thought I was cute. Don't believe the hype. Anyhow, so and so we're talking, and then one of the Wizard World people come up and they tell her, we're going to go ahead and take care of Eliza. She wants this, that, and that. And we're going to go ahead and give it to her and take care of Eliza. I'm thinking, she's at all these cons. Haven't she got everything yet? Seriously? And she was like, oh, she really likes this stuff. And then I hear somebody like right more, not even a foot away from me, you know, talking to the lady. I'm like, is somebody trying to cut in front of me? I turn around and it's Elijah Dushku standing right in my face. And I'm like, oops. You know, because she was ready to get cussed out, right? And I just look, she's so pretty, but she's thin. Oh my gosh, she's thin, 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 thin. And when she was on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, she was kind of a thickums, right? She was kind of a thickums, and I like that about Faith, because she wasn't the typical... She wasn't the typical girly girl. Not that she's not a girly girl, but she's not the typical girl. She wasn't Sarah Michelle Gellar, the blonde hair, skinny... You know, and I wanted somebody to ask, you know, how did you and SMG get along on the set? You know, they pitted you two against each other. Cause, you know, during the third season of Buffy Vampire Slayer, they set it off. You know, it was good. And her, all the fights between her and Buffy during the season, and then she eventually went on to Angel. But you know, she kind of getting during her panel, and you'll hear in a second, she was giving you faith, you know, she was saying some stuff, and she even said, and I'm gonna have to incorporate this into my entrance, by show opener. She even says this.
Yeah, get your 5x5 on.
Did y'all miss it when we hear it again?
5x5 on.
And she sounds just like Faith. Of course, it's her voice, but it sounds like how Faith would say it. And she just said she didn't know what it meant either. And, you know, people have told her at these different cons, like, you don't know the definition of this is the right thing. And she said she knew it was a military term. And it is. I've told you guys, that's why I say excellent strength and perfect clarity, because that's the best, the fives being the best of each category, about the signal strength and the vision, the visual. But let's go ahead and check out Faith's panel, and then we'll play a song, and then when we come back, we'll wrap up, finally, my 5x5 experience at Nashville Wizard World Comic Con. We'll be right back.
But I feel like it's one of those things where it's become so many different things to so many different people. I mean, in the way Faith used it, gave it its own kind of meaning. So I can say it means one thing, and four people will be like, no, it doesn't. I mean, like, cons. Or I think even someone like blasted Joss at like San Diego Comic Con when he said what it meant, and they were like, no. Because it kind of took on its own meaning for people, and like, rock on, whatever it means to you. I think, get your 5x5 on.
I was just watching Alien now.
What are you doing? I think the origin, yeah, it was a military code command thingy.
Well, we just have a couple minutes left, so we want to talk about anything that you have in the works, so we know where to find you in the future. Anything coming up?
Hardest thing to do in this world is to live in it. Remember, that's from Once More With Feeling, from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Since I talked about Faith and 5x5, I thought it was appropriate to play a Buffy the Vampire Slayer song. Welcome back. It's a 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. If you have some time, everybody hop over to facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out, and give me a like. Even if you don't like me, just click like. You know, you can have my post. No, but if you go over there, you can see all the videos of Eliza, Manu Bennett, the Charn panel. There's more coming this week. I'm going to put them all in one long video eventually and put it on YouTube eventually. But that takes some work. You know, I ain't trying to do all that. But if you go to the Facebook page, and then eventually they'll be on our blog as well, the 5x5.blogspot.com. And if you're listening to me here on iTunes or Stitcher, give us a review. You know, I prefer 5 stars, but hey, I'm a realist. Not everybody's going to like you. Some people think you don't have any energy, but you know what? Bloop, bloop, bloop. We don't care about you. Anyhow, tomorrow is hump day as well. It is also new comic book day. There's a lot of things coming out tomorrow. The Thor is debuting as a woman. I'm starting tomorrow, and there's a few others that are coming out tomorrow. But I'm, you know, but here's the good thing is, because I was like, I'm putting myself on punishment because I spent, not that I spent too much money at Comic-Con, because you do spend money, you know, especially like I said earlier, if you have to go out of town, you have to spend money to get the hotel, then you have to worry about getting in places, you gotta worry about food. I did go to a restaurant that was kind of bougie and sediddy and all that kind of stuff, and I ain't that type of boy. I can be that type of person, but I choose not to because it's so unnecessary. The food was okay. I would never go there again. It's called Cabana in Nashville. We also was able, and I said this the other day, we went to the Parthenon. I've been to through Nashville in Nashville 10,000 times because it's so close to me. Even when I live in Atlanta, I have to drive through Nashville to get to Atlanta. I've never been to the Parthenon. Always heard about it. You know, specifically, I heard, you know, when you see when you see it on the television, the movie Percy Jackson, you're like, oh wow, that's really cool. I didn't know that existed, you know. And it's only been there about since 1999, I think, was the pamphlet said. But you remember the scene where Percy Jackson is fighting the Hydra because he took the pearl, which didn't look like the real Athena thing, the pearl out of Athena's head, the crown or whatever. And that's where we were, because so you would go, it's so immense. This is an exact replica of the Parthenon in Greece, Athens, Greece. And it's so huge. And this was our little side trip, and it's so big. And I'm like, wow, this is immense. And you go in, there's a little museum. They talk about different stuff. And then the main attraction, of course, is the big 42-foot statue of Athena that's in 23-carat gilded in 23-karat gold, and it's absolutely stunning. Just you, it's not one of those things where you can take a picture and like, oh, look at that, that's really, really cool. You have to be there. You have to be in the room. So it's only $7 to get in. So if you ever at in Nashville, you want something extra to do, is right down there by the, if say if you got a game or something during the day or something, so much to do in Nashville in the city, and you're by the park, Centennial Park, you know, roll through the, it's $7 is well worth the money to get inside the Parthenon and see this immense statue of the goddess Athena. And it's crazy. Like I said, I can't even describe how gorgeous it is. And I was kind of taken aback because I'm like, really, this is, you know, you think you see this stuff on TV and you have a perception of how it looks in your mind's eye. And you're like, oh, okay, it's going to be cool. But then when you see it, you're like, oh, is there a word better than cool to describe it? And that's just it. It was like, there wasn't a word, you know, to describe how cool it was. It was, to me, as something that you have to see. I know it's not one of the seven wonders of the world, but it could be, because it's that immense and that absolutely gorgeous. And I have pictures of it as well on the 5x5 Facebook page and my Instagram, the One Funny Guy Instagram page. And just check the pictures out. But like I said, do yourself, just if you're in the area or you happen to be in the area, take some time out of your day to run run by the Nashville Parthenon. It's well worth the $7. So what else do we have? Wrapping up, I guess I would say there's a few other things. I did get some really cool artwork. I didn't buy a lot of comic books. The ones that I did see, and these comic book vendors, I don't know. To me, I think you get more flies with honey. You get more flies, you know, you get more business if you're smiling and you act like you want to be there instead of, but I guess anybody, if this is your job, we all don't like our job every day, I guess. So I guess I could almost see it, but you know, sometimes you got to put your best. When I was in retail, there are sometimes I'm like, I hate my life. I hate these customers. Cause I was commissioned. You know, I'm like, I hate these people. You're ruining my life because you want to waste my time. Bullshit me. But you know what? But that was inside my brain. But on my face is, my face was saying, my face was saying, thank you for coming in. Thank you for being here. I want to be of service to you, because my wallet was saying, get that money. So I don't understand, because at the end of the day, that's what you're here for. You need to get that money. And so I'm like, it's just one of those things that you don't have to you know, you be nice. And so we were walking around the last days, you know, and some people had some stuff on sale. I did win some things. I did get a free DVD of The Ring Zero. I did win three anime. I know Naruto was one of them. Three anime DVDs. Won some comic books, in which, you know, I got this really, really cool decal for my car. We'll put it on there tomorrow. And it's a, you know how I love the Phoenix. And it's a decal of the Phoenix symbol, the dark Phoenix symbol, by matter of fact. I got that as well. That's really cool. Got a ton of buttons. My backpack is buttoned up. But the thing is, one of them fell off and I stepped on it. And I screamed, but I even checked to see if it was bleeding because I had things to do. And I put my sock on, put my shoe on, and I rolled on. And I did win some comic books. I didn't buy. I bought one comic book, I guess. But I got a Wolverine 16, a Batman number 1, JLA number 6, Secret Files and Origins number 1, JLA Gods and Monsters graphic novel or trade paperback, Just League America number 154, Wolverine number 13, Excalibur special edition, I don't even know what this is, and then World's Finest number 281, and then my friend Jacob Rogemant, he gave me a copy of Mighty Avengers number 1, which that was during the whole Infinity saga. Talk about me. What did some special person send to you, and what did you do with it? Can't believe I didn't contribute. What are you talking about? Oh, Timmy Sims did send me some money for dinner, and that was nice. And I spent it on dinner. I mentioned you the other night, Mr. Sims. If you remember, but yes, he sent me money to take my niece out to dinner, which was, I told him, was a really good gesture. And if you listen to the 5x5 Fanboy Weekly Show, I mentioned him on that show. And I wasn't mentioning just everyone. This was actually a vendor that gave me a comic book that pertained to Wizard World. What else? So I did get, I got a really cool Wizard World big bag. I got a Marvel little bag. I got that, and there's all my DVDs. Got some stuff from the Parthenon. Look, but I didn't buy any comics. You know, the ones that I just read off were the ones that that I won, you know, on this little, well, I guess I won it in the in this little game you had to play, but it was only a dollar. Oh, and I did win a kind of a, not a big thing, but it was an action figure, a Conan action figure from Dark Horse, which was a special edition. It will be on eBay because I don't want that. And so overall, since it was my very, very first Wizard World comic book convention, I'll have to say it was, I'm going to give it a 9 because all the cancellations, no, I'm going to give it an 8 because all the cancellations up to it, even days before, kind of irritated me. So I will definitely do another Wizard World. I may not go to Nashville. I think my next Wizard World will be either St. Louis or St. Louis or Indianapolis. I haven't decided yet. But that's not until next year. And then I did hear, I met a lot of wonderful people, that I should have traded information with, and I just didn't because I'm stupid. I had my business cards, and I gave my business cards a total of 3 times. You know, that's how much I suck, right? I wasn't thinking, but you know, I met a lot of great people, and a lot of people, everybody was nice, didn't have any attitudes. Ooh, but the food, now I will say this, at these little convention, the food is not the best. It was gross. We got some pizza one day, and they had hot dogs for $7.50. A canned Coke was $3. $3 for a canned Coke. You know, I'm like, we next time we will plan better with food. But like I said, I had other friends in town, so you're trying to accommodate the group, you know. But yeah, no, I won't eat the con food anymore because it was absolutely ridiculous and it wasn't good. A bag of chips was $2.75. The pops were $3. No, it wasn't Timmy Sins. It was horrible. Sucked horribly. But just the experience of it all and being there with all these like-minded individuals. And I have to give a shout out to the girl who I was talking about. Her name is Diana. I'm checking my Instagram now. Her name is Diana. Dirty Diana. No. She is. Oh, she Instagrammed me again. On Instagram, she is Mech Angel, MECHANGEL. She does phenomenal artwork. Her name is Diana Greenhall, GREENHALGH. She says she's that inker chick, comic book inker and illustrator. So, you know, if you go to Diana Greenhall Art on Facebook, DianaGREENHALGH Art, you can see some of her phenomenal artwork. And I'm definitely, going to get some stuff from her. I have a comic book or two that I want her to do covers on, and I think she's going to be in New York Comic Con, neither this weekend or next weekend. But you know, I'm not too terribly sure, but she just tweeted me and told me to follow her on Facebook. She says, "One funny guy, track me to Facebook. Link is in my Instagram bio and my contact info is on there." So I will definitely get a hold of her because Timmy Sims, I know you like those things as well, or anybody who loves comic books, check her out because the stuff was real legit. So, I can't, yeah. And I can kick myself because she was one of the special guest artists and I was trying to accommodate people and I wasn't paying attention. So I will plan better. I planned Indianapolis PopCon better, who I wanted to meet and stuff when I was there. But sometimes plans don't always work out. And I totally understand that. I'm not going to play that song. It takes too long for it to load up. I will play it next time. I'm sorry, Mr. Sims. And your box, I did send my friend here, Timmy, a box full of I gave him a Comic-Con experience in a box. So hopefully he'll get that here in a little bit, because I'm getting off here because I have to go to bed here in a little bit. And it's late and I'm tired. But what else? Lasting moments from Nashville Comic-Con. It was fun. I had a great time. Like I said, I give it an 8 because of all the cancellations. But I wanted to give those two guys some recognition. And thanks to James Morris for giving me the free CD and signing it. Check him out on iTunes and his website, and Diana Greenhall for being just very pleasant. Even though I didn't get anything from the con, I do plan on getting things from you in the future. And also I'm sorry, Jacob Rogmet. Thank you for the free comic book. Thank you for the comic book sketch work. I appreciate it. Hopefully, I'll maybe get him on the show as well. But what else is there? We have coming up Thursday night. I might talk a little bit about Comic-Con, but maybe a little more gayer version of it on Thursday night on Pride 48 at 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then tomorrow night we'll be recording Real Talk. So I don't know what we're going to talk about. That's tomorrow night. Then back with Fanboy Weekly on Sunday night. Well, Monday morning. So I want to thank you guys for joining me tonight. I can't think of anything else that happened at Comic-Con that's pertinent, because I don't want to bring this up again. I'm done with this until I get to the next one. until we get to the next one, until we can talk about the next one, we're going to close the chapter on the other one thing I'm making. The one thing that I'm making is a comic book convention book. And you know what? I'm so mad right now. What they did, you know what, you guys? And I was talking about this earlier. I didn't get to finish my point. I won $25 today on scratch-off tickets. I had a whole lot. I have 4 ones in my wallet, and I don't like carrying ones around. And this is because of the money I got out for comic from. I still have money in my wallet that I got out, Thursday for the comic book convention. So I still have money in my wallet. And I had 4 ones, and I told the girl at the gas station, I said, hey, give me, 2 tickets. Give me 2 tickets, and so I won $25 off those 2 tickets. So, I made $21 off 4 bucks. I think that's not too shabby. So I'm going to use that to pay for my comic books tomorrow, because I am on punishment. I am on fanboy punishment right now. I'm not going to be able to buy anything else for a minute. I'm not going to buy anything else. For a minute. And but they, with it, one thing I didn't like, and that I'm really gonna go, I didn't get a lot of pictures. I did stay for the cosplay contest, which was kind of interesting. The funny thing was, they when there was the professional cosplayers and Jason David Frank up there, and then if they didn't like your costume, Jason, he was kind of like the moderating judge, I guess, and he would say, yeah, thanks for coming, and they would just walk on through. But then the one thing they liked, they talked to him, how'd you make it, what'd you do, and all that kind of stuff. I thought it was cool. We didn't stay to see for the winner because it was really, really late. When you get your little registration, and the line to get in there, the line was sick. It was sick. I'm like, look at all these people up in this joint. People love it. And so, like I said, I can't wait to the next one, the next big one I go to. I know the one here locally won't be like that, but it just might. You never know. But they didn't give you a badge, which I like my badges. They gave you a little bracelet that you couldn't take off for 3 days. So I'm like, I'm like, because I don't wear watches or anything, and that being uncomfortable on my arm just kind of irritated me a little bit. I did get me a really cool, I've been getting these little rubber bracelets the little rubber bracelets that you get, like the little, remember they used to work, the little yellow ones that came out. I got one of those that says Wizard World Comic Con on it. But you know, that's about it. And I already told you where I went to eat. I already said all this stuff before. Why didn't I go to underwear parties? Because I didn't. I think one of the Hyatts where the host was the host hotel, but yeah, I wouldn't do all that. Maybe next year. You never know. Walk around in my drawers. Well, until Timmy Sims, until I meet you guys or you guys hear from me next time, have a great rest of the week. Tomorrow's hump day. I'll be back on Thursday on Pride 48, recording Real Talk tomorrow night, and then Sunday with Fanboy Weekly. You guys have a great week. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show, and we'll see you next time. Good night.